What do you mean? Said the angel suspiciously.
The Book of Tobran has not been considered official church dogma for 100 years. The prophet Brutha revealed that the whole chapter was a metaphor for a power struggle within the early church. It is not included in the revised version of the Book of Om, as determined by the Convocation of E.
Not at all.
I'm sorry.
I've been thrown out, just like the damn rabbits and the big syrupy things.
Yes.
Even the bit where I blow the trumpet?
Oh, yes.
You sure?
Always.
But you are death, and this is the apocalypse, right? Said the angel, looking wretched. So, therefore...
Unfortunately, however, you are no longer a formal part of the proceedings.
Out of the corner of his mind, Death was observing the auditor. Auditors always listened when people spoke. The more people spoke, the closer to consensus every decision came, and the less responsibility anyone had. But the auditor was showing signs of impatience and annoyance. Emotions. And emotions made you alive. Death knew how to deal with the living. The angel looked around at the universe.
Then what am I supposed to do? He wailed. This is what I've been waiting for thousands of years.
He stared at the iron book.
Thousands of dull, boring, wasted years, he mumbled.
Have you quite finished? Said the auditor.
One big scene. That's all I had. That was my purpose. You wait, you practice, and then you're just edited out because brimstone is no longer a fashionable colour.
Anger was infusing the bitterness in the angel's voice.
No one told me, of course.
He glared at the rusted pages.
It ought to be pestilence next, he muttered.
Am I late, then? Said a voice in the night.
A horse walked forward. It gleamed unhealthily, like a gangrenous wound just before the barber surgeon would be called in with his hacksaw for a quick trim.
I thought you weren't coming, said Death.
I didn't want to, pestilence oozed. But humans do get such interesting diseases. I'd rather like to see how weasels turn out, too.
One crusted eye winked at Death.
You mean measles? Said the angel.
Weasels, I'm afraid, said Pestilence. People are getting really careless with this bio-artificing. We're talking boils that really bite.
Two of you will not suffice, snarled the auditor in their heads. A horse walked out of the darkness. Some toast racks had more flesh.
I've been thinking, said a voice. Maybe there are things worth putting up a fight for.
And they are, said Pestilence, looking round.
Salad cream sandwiches. You just can't beat them. That tang of permitted emulsifiers. Marvellous.
Ah, you're famine, then, said the angel of the iron book.
It fumbled with the heavy pages again.
What is this nonsense of salad cream? Shouted the auditor.
If you live in a country where the tradition calls for mayonnaise, just don't ask. Just don't. Anger, thought Death. A powerful emotion.
Do I like salad cream? Said a voice in the dark.
A second female voice replied,
No, dear, it gives you hives.
The horse of war was huge and red, and the heads of dead warriors hung from the saddle horn, and Mrs. War was hanging on to war grimly.
All four, bingo, said the angel of the book. So much for the Convocation of E.
War had a woolly scarf round his neck. He looked sheepishly at the other horseman.
He's not to strain himself, said Mrs. War sharply. And you're not to let him do anything dangerous. He's not as strong as he thinks, and he gets confused.
So, the gang is all here, said the auditor.
Smugness, Death noticed, and self-satisfaction. There was a clanging as of metal pages. The angel of the iron book was looking puzzled.
Actually, I don't think that's entirely correct, it said.
No one paid it any attention.
Off you go, on your little pantomime, said the auditor.
And now, irony and sarcasm, thought Death. They must be picking it up.